How to turn $10,000 into $100,000 in 20 years doing nothing. Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. Hope you're doing well. You may hear some background noise. I had this idea in my mind, so I kind of, life worth living is a life worth recording, wanted to get it down. I was talking to a young man, and I was explaining to him, actually quite easy to become a millionaire in America. It could be as simple as buying a couple things and just owning them for 20 years. You know, that anyone can turn $100,000 into $1 million, a 10x, in a 20-year time frame. Like, that's just partly inflation, partly, you know, the stock market continues to rise as there's more people born. As there's more people born, there are more companies and people issue more shares and more people buy in because there's more retirement funds and more people looking to make money. More people are looking to invest now than ever. And so there's a market for investment. So you can own assets that are investment grade assets. You don't even have to go to like a financial advisor. You don't have to do all that shit. Now, obviously, I am not your financial advisor. And you would never be so stupid as to take advice from a podcast and go spend your money without doing your own research. But I'm just sharing with you how simple it is to do that. And the guy challenged me and I said, well, listen, here's the formula. And if you don't understand what any of these words are and you have any interest, you just go look them up, okay? It's nothing a seventh grade education couldn't comprehend. So if you gave me $100,000 and you said, Gerald, you must be a millionaire in 20 years or, you know, something bad would happen to my children or something, all right? In other words, I need to guarantee you being a millionaire or a person, a millionaire in 20 years. You gave me a 20-year time frame and $100,000. Well, you could go open a Subway franchise and go out of business. You could open a tire shop and fail. You could go buy 4 rental properties. But let's say you don't have the means or the ability to open a business. You don't have the means or the ability or the desire to own real estate. What could a man do with $100,000 and turn it into $1 million in 20 years, spending no time on it, virtually no time, very little time? Oh, and if said man, said woman, were go-getters, they could juice it and you know, add another 5x on there or something. Increase the odds, put things in there to their advantage. And this we'll call it a business that you start with $100,000. Understand, you could do it with $10,000. Or $1,000. You can use any number. You could turn $1,000 into $10,000 in 20 years. You could turn $10,000 into $100,000 in 20 years. You could turn $100,000 into $1 million in 20 years. And you could add juice to this. You could throw a little flame on the fire, so to say, by continuing to invest into the strategy that you own. See, you own this product you're about to create, this money machine that you're going to create that's available to anyone in America. Literally, I guess pretty much anyone, as long as you're a citizen. I don't know if illegal immigrants can do it. And if you're under 18, you might need your parents' consent. But you take the $100,000, and again, it could be $10,000, it could be $5,000, it could be any number. $100,000 just makes it easier to explain. I want it, half of this money invested in a layup. Like, I want it to be guaranteed. This is going to be guaranteed. So this $50,000 is going to be invested, or $5,000 or $500, whatever, in the S&P 500. Not a mutual fund, not a financial advisor, but an ETF. And you buy these through
Charles Schwab, E-Trade, I use E-Trade. There's Interactive Brokers. There's Scott Trade, I guess, still. Acorn, I guess you could do it in. Isn't Acorn one? You know, there's apps that buy stocks. You just need to be able to buy three stocks. Now, if you want to juice it, you're going to need a different broker for some of these. Some of these things that I talk about, not all brokers do. But E-Trade does them all. Scott Trade does them all. So I put 50% in the fund. It's ticker symbol SPY. Okay, this is a layup. This is a no-brainer. U.S. stock market's never gone to zero. If we have a recession, you're just going to ride it out. You're never to sell these assets. And if you do this for 20 years, you're going to be a millionaire. That's how simple it is. The U.S. S&P 500, for its lifetime, not 10-year, not 20-year, from beginning to end, from the day it started to today, has returned 10% a year. 10% a year. So $50,000, not touched, not messed with, not juiced, like I will show you how I juice it, just invested for 20 years, that $50,000 becomes $351,999.44. You doing nothing, no labor. You just had to do it one time and then have the discipline, have the courage to not touch it. That's it. It's all you had to do to play this game, to launch this business. Now, the franchise you start, the tire shop, the restaurant, those could come and go with the business cycle. But here's the thing. So that's what I would, we'll get to that. That's what I would do with the $50,000. Then, well, I believe in America. I'm going to put 25% of that money in a mortgage REIT. It's a REIT. In my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I have a whole chapter devoted to REITs. REITs are, there's a lot of different kinds of REITs. There's real estate REITs. There's medical REITs. There's REITs around technology, any pipelines, any lots of different industries, malls, apartment buildings have REITs, hospitals have REITs. There's REITs that all they do is own property that the U.S. government rents. And then a REIT has to distribute 90% of its profits to its shareholders. So a typical REIT averages about 8 to 10% a year in passive cash flow and income, money coming to you in the form of dividends or interest or coupon payments. So I got 25% in the S&P 500 SPY. I got 25% in mortgage REITs. And then I'm going to take the other 25% and I'm going to put it in a category that's referred to as income funds. These are funds like a mutual fund or electronically traded fund, an ETF. Except these funds, they go and borrow a little bit of money. And they build this portfolio of 50 or 100 different assets, stocks. They may loan money. They may own some buildings. And money just comes into their office. They take our money and they invest it. And they borrow some money from the feds at a much lower interest rate because they're an institution with money. They can borrow money, right? They have credit. And they may borrow at 1% or 2% and then invest it at 7%, 8%, 9%. Try to pocket the spread. And they do that with a small amount. And they pay this out to people like me and you. We're shareholders. I would put 25% in there. So that's it. These are the three assets. And in 20 years, you got $1 million. Now, better than that, when you get to the $1 million, you're earning about $70,000 a year in passive income doing no work. Think of that. Imagine you're 70 years old right now and something you bought 20 years ago is paying you $7,000 a month. It has nothing to do with Social Security. It has nothing to do with any sort of retirement plan. Has nothing to do with that. It's just a business you started. You put $100,000 in, or let's say you put $10,000, and now 20 years later, you got $100,000. The $100,000 is paying you $700 a month. Think about that. $10,000 bucks.
You'd put 5,000 of it in the S&P 500. You'd put 2,500 of it into mortgage REITs. Like there's MORT, there's REM. These are ticker symbols of these are indexes. Inside this fund are 30 of these REIT funds. And so you're super diversified. You don't need to panic. Now here's how we're gonna juice it. Even if you do 10,000, you would get to $100,000 and it would be giving you an extra $600-$700 every month right now. That'd be nice. Boom, just have it hit your credit card. Free car payment. But here's the thing. You can juice it. You put the 100,000 in and now every month you're putting two more in or another 1,000. You run the numbers out and in 20 years, it's enormous. It's like millions and millions of dollars. Okay, we'll do 10. Put it in those three configurations. And every month you're throwing 500 at it. You're not gonna end up with 100,000. You're gonna end up with hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And you don't have to wait till you get there. You know, in 10 years, the 100,000 is hundreds and hundreds of thousands producing $2,000 or $3,000 a month in passive cash flow. Like 10 years into this game. And this game is available to everyone in America. Like anybody who's of sound mind can invest. And it doesn't have to be real estate, some no money down. You don't have to start a freaking sandwich shop. Or maybe you do. Maybe you do both. Maybe you go, hey, I'm going to play the 20-year layup. I'm going to put 100 grand in there. But here's what I do. Here's some of the things I do to juice them. These things can move in different cycles. Sometimes one's up, sometimes one's down. I take all my passive income that comes in on the fund and I let it go to cash. And I let it build up. And I've studied charts and I've read on the subject. Now it's kind of a hobby of mine. And I can kind of tell when a stock is in a downtrend in a channel. And I can tell when it's a little oversold. Like I've spent years reading and studying this. It's called technical analysis. It's not 100% right or always right. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter for me because I'm not selling. I'm just looking for opportune times, perfect times, great times to take the money that I've made and compound it at better rates than if I just let it compound itself. So I'm juicing it. Now, here's the other thing I do. When it gets in these, when you get in these great times, so in 2008, instead of being a seller, you would be a buyer. You would start taking your extra money from work, pushing it into the fund. You might go heavy. If you did heavy from 2008, 2009, and then you stopped again, you stopped adding to the 100. Because see, the 100 would have become 50 in 2008. Oh, and then so then you put another 10, 15, 20, 30,000 in there, and it recovers. And now it's hundreds and hundreds of percents ahead. You juice the hell out of it. Now you're not ending up with a million. You're ending up with multiple millions. By just playing this 20-year chess game. That's all it is, man. It's a chess game. They have other ones that pay 15, 20% if you know what you're doing. And maybe you just juice that a little. Like maybe you say, hey, I want to, you know, I don't want to completely go crazy, but I'm going to put 10% of it and into some more riskier things. And when the market gets beat up, maybe I throw a little bit of money at those risky things so that I compound faster when it turns around. And you just play the game where you don't surrender. There's never a move where you're, oh, I'm out. That's not the game. The game is to stay for 20 years. It's not optional. It's not up for discussion. No zombie land, no nuclear war, nothing. You stay the course because when those events happen is when you need courage. It takes courage to be an investor. The reason people don't invest is they don't have courage. They don't have financial courage. Because if you just simply look at the numbers and run them out, it basically says literally anyone can become rich. They just choose not to play the game. They just choose to not know about it. Because if you can work a television remote control, you, in theory, could buy these three things on your phone with an app. And you just go drive for Uber or work another job or sell some bullshit at your house, and you put $10,000 into that game. And you get on Google and you go, what is the S&P 500? What is the SPY? What is a mortgage REIT? What is an income fund? What is the YYY High Yield Index Income Fund? It's made up of 30 of those funds. So instead of trying to pick a fund, you buy the YYY. The YYY owns 30 funds. You're as diversified as it can be. Next to Armageddon, you're good. Because when it sells off, you juice the fund. And every time everything comes back, and it always comes back, you're richer and richer and richer and richer. And anyone can play that game. You choose not to play that game. The fact that you're not playing that game with $1,000 just blows my mind. Like, I can't understand it. I don't know how you sleep. I don't know how people sleep. And can turn on, at my house, channel 47, Fox Business, or turn on CNBC and see numbers going across and realize there are people making money doing nothing. Nothing. No physical labor. Nothing. And they're getting checks. And yet, no interest in playing that game. But you want to play a lot harder games. You want to play games where you put money at risk, and it may or may not work. And the last 15 times it hasn't worked, and you're still willing to make that risk. But no courage to invest in you, in like real assets that produce real cash flow. And I'm not even talking real estate here. I'm talking about how you do it on paper with no effort. Now suppose we juice it. And every so often you get the 100,000 going in that game, the 20-year game, you leave it alone. And then from then on, you're trying to do other games, start a home business, buy some real estate, you know what I mean? Buy and flip things, whatever. Or save a bunch of money for your kids' college. Because once you got the 100 going, you don't need to worry about it. So, well, how do I get the 100? Work two jobs. That's what I told a kid the other day. I would work 80 hours. What the hell? How else? What are you talking about? You work 80 hours, 8 days a week, and you do it for a couple years. You do it as a habit, as a way of life, and you bank all that money. You get to 100 grand, you're done. You're done. You're done, dude. You know, I've told my son this. He could literally graduate high school and say, Dad, give me 4 years. Let me live here free. Pay for most of my shit. I promise I'm not going to be indulgent. And I'm going to spend 4 years, and I'm going to bang every dollar I make into this strategy. And then, I'm just going to pretend I'm broke, and I'm going to go to college. Bet. What did he just do? He just guaranteed himself $1 million when he's 48 years old. Or 50. No, less than that, dude. The kid would be what, 20? 21, 22, we had 20. The kid will be 41 years old. 41 years old, and he'd have at least $1 million. Think of that. If your child invests in the most simplest of strategies, are there ones that are better? Yes, I'm doing way better than this. But this is one that you don't need to know anything. You have 50% in the S&P 500, 50% in a mortgage REIT, and 50% in income funds. And you never sell them. And you juice them when the market goes down or you have extra money. I set all my dividends to go to cash. And when the market gets, I'm just holding it. And then when we get a big sell-off, I start looking for things to buy within my own portfolio. Now, I own more than three. I don't own three, I own like 36 different assets that pay me money that I bought in at different prices. Now some of them are in the same sector, like I own six or seven of those REITs that I was telling you. I own the REIT fund that's made up of 30, but then there's times when certain REITs, because of my knowledge, because of self-knowledge of, you know, high dollar things that I taught myself, when an industry or a sector, for instance, in 2015, I live in Texas, and the oil market was destroyed, and people, you know, I had renters who had to move because they couldn't make their rent. It really hurt the oil community. Well, luckily, we have other things than oil. But the price got below what it cost them to actually dig the product out of the ground. Do you have to be much of a genius to realize that's a business opportunity? But that's not an opportunity for a person who's not an investor. But that is an opportunity for me because I invest and watch the markets. I'm doing the 20-year plan. Here's the thing, I'm on year 21. So I started a new cycle. So I did the 10X. I 10X'd. Being disciplined and having courage. Here's the thing. What I'm most excited about, I'm starting it again. I get to start another one. I'm going to 10X the 10X. Whew! I might be able to get another one in. Shit, people are living to be 80, 90. I might get from here to 70 and from 70 to 90. You want to talk about leaving a legacy? Leaving a legacy. But here's the thing. You're going to need that money along the way at times. I realize that. There's no point in having it if along the way you don't use it. So at different stages, I've allowed myself to tap into it. Not into the principal, but I would set the dividends, go to cash, and let's say there's five, six, you know, you get to where you have $200,000 or $300,000 in this strategy, you're getting, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month in cash. It's just building up in the account. And I'll let it build for a year. And then when the market gets banged, drops down, I'll take all 8,000, I'll just shove it in the S&P 500. Just shove it in. You've gotten times to 5X it, 6X it in your life. I've had four times where it was an opportunity. And you're gonna have more. And the 20-year-old working the strategy, skips college, just gets together $100,000 to invest in the strategy and then decide to start his life at 22, 23, then go to college, see? What happens if you do that? But the kid ain't gonna do that because his dad didn't do that. I'll tell you whose kid's gonna do that. Mine. I've showed him on paper. This is the guarantee, bro. And here's the thing, you're so young, you can juice it. So get the 100 in there, then you go to college, you get out of college, you start making 60, 70,000, you start dropping 2-3 grand a month into this. You know, all of a sudden he's a millionaire at 30. And by 40, he's got $10 million and all he's ever done is work at a freaking, as a manager at a Wendy's. Like that's high income skills that you self-teach. No one's gonna come to your house, knock on the door and say, hey, could I show you how to double your money every 5 years? No one's gonna do that for you. You have to do that for you. And it's a labor-free endeavor. No shovels, no rakes, you don't have to pick up anything. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know jack bean about the market to do that. You could know nothing and just make this purchase one time. Go into a financial advisor and say, buy these three things. And then visit the office in 20 years. I wouldn't do it that way, but you could is the point. I like to see mine. I like to pull it up on the phone. I like to juice it up. If I see some stuff that's way underpriced and it's been going down, 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 it's doing terrible, I might throw another 1,000 at it. And I begin to create this money machine that's available to every single person in America. That's how you change the ghetto. You know how you change the ghetto? People in the ghetto begin legacy investing. They begin investing their money into themselves. They begin reading books like The Science of Getting Rich and they begin following the market and they invest money. Yeah, I get it. You got to survive and you got to eat. But they got money for everything else. So do you. We all do. Now, the level you play the game at is going to be up to you. The level you play the game, that's going to be up to you. The return's not up to you, but you can juice it. But if, you know, you might not have the courage, the heart, the discipline. It takes incredible discipline to have large sums of money and just not spend it. Don't use it. You don't loan it. You don't give it to your church. You don't let anyone borrow it. Your mom comes to you and you go, no, I'm sorry, I'm tapped. Because this is sacred. It's off limits. It's not available. If it's sacred funds. That's how you do it. That's literally how Warren Buffett built his empire. And it's a blueprint that's available to anyone. Like the guy who's 70 can play it now and at 90 leave $1 million to his freaking grandkids. You're 50 years old. You can lock it in. And if you're 50 years old not doing it, my God, what are you going to do? You need to do this more than anyone, and then you need to spend an extra 3, 4, 5, 6 years juicing the shit out of it, and then every chance you get to juice it, you juice it. What's the alternative?